Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 821 through 93.
Do you sit in the back of the room?
No, I hate watching comedy.
I hate it.
Dude,
comedy, if you're a comic, why? Why would you watch that?
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Why would you subject yourself to more comedy?
It's like,
I mean, I've seen enough.
Do it enough, yeah.
Son, when Blau performed with me, I didn't watch his set. I just heard laughs. I was like, good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
My boy's doing it. That's it.
You sit in the green room?
I haven't seen him in years.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch him again. I've seen this man enough.
Buddy.
You watch his Instagram clips?
Yes,
no. Oh, okay.
I do. I do watch his Instagram clips. I want to see what this fucking guy's doing on TikTok that I'm not. It's driving me nuts, dude.
Yelling.
You don't think I be yelling, yo?
You do, but.
I yell at people, dog.
That's true.
You ain't shit.
Yeah, you're ugly. Open with it.
I do love a good
Guy in LA called me ugly yesterday, and I knew I affected that motherfucker, dude.
At a crowd or just out in general?
We're trying to pick up some poke or whatever, right? And then my homie's driving our rented minivan. Shouts to Tushar. We've been renting a minivan like fucking G's, faithful men.
Dang.
And he can't turn in where we need to turn
That's not a faithful vehicle. That's a vehicle to fuck in. If you want a faithful vehicle,
is it a Sprinter van or a minivan?
It's a minivan. It's a Toyota Sienna.
I know, but there's room in there. That's what I'm saying.
There's room in there, but bitches in LA ain't coming in no Sienna.
I don't know. You don't know. Let me tell you something.
Van Nuys, you might, but.
Let me tell you, you go to Glendale, you'll fuck a hoe in a goddamn. Okay.
You should take the middle seats out.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that, bro. That's where I sit. I recline that bitch while they drive. I sleep. It's great.
Damn,
anyway, we're pulling in. We can't turn in where we need to turn into because this asshole, instead of parking in a spot, just parked in front of like the turn in, like the alleyway or whatever you would park.
Garbage.
So I have to get out in the intersection and then I just look at him, very New York, and I'm like, fuck this LA guy. I go, get the fuck out of the way. And then he starts driving off and then he stops and he goes, yo, you got a fucking problem? And I'm just walking. This is a casual New York encounter. And I'm like, bro, just move out the fucking way. And then he says, something, you ugly motherfucker. And I just started laughing. I was like, son, I got you, dog. That's because I know that's what Blau used to do.
Yep.
When Blau was upset at somebody, he would immediately just call them ugly. Because that's
how he knew
how to hurt somebody.
Like a stranger or like a friend?
Anyone.
No, anyone he hated. When he wanted to fight you, the first step is calling you ugly.
I mean, dude, I went in there fast. Like, whatever, man, you're fucking ugly, bro.
You're so fucking ugly.
That's a hot person insult right
when
there.
When you call someone ugly.
Because you can't be ugly and call somebody ugly.
Because it's all he values. You know what I mean? It's like, it's the worst thing you can say to a person.
Right. You're really ugly.
Because most people have massive insecurities about when they look in the mirror.
Anybody fight back, but I got a good soul.
I'm like, look, I'm a height. You ain't gonna tell me I'm ugly. You can tell me I'm not cute. I'm a height. So you call me ugly, I'm just like, I got that motherfucker, boy.
Right.
He's so pissed off right now.
Most people don't have that confidence. I remember one time my dad was My dad has such bad road rage, but there was one time he usually just fucking says he says fuck a bunch. One time, dude, I remember I was like 15. Some woman cut him off. He got right next door and he ran in the way. He goes, whatever, dude, you're so fat and ugly. Right, this woman's face fucking dropped.
To a woman is the worst, bro.
To drop to zero. She was
and your
all
dad
hyped
is
up
like 5'4", just steady L'chaim.
Very L'chaim.
Yeah, your dad is also not the most attractive or thin.
I will say, not attractive, not thin. I will say, dude, I saw a picture of my dad back in the day. I'm not gonna lie. Cute.
Scared you, huh?
What you could become.
No. I'm attractive.
You look in the mirror and be like, what do you give yourself? 10 out of 10.
Nah, take your shirt off, Blau. Let these motherfuckers know what time it is.
That's what I found out he had abs on the show. I was like, why are we doing a podcast?
Bro, Bro, he got everything. Guy got abs, guy got shoulders, guy got fucking... Cock, you look a little smaller than you used to. I'm not going to lie.
Whoa, whoa, hold on, hold on.
You look a little smaller than you used to.
The shirt's big. I'm not going to lie. The shirt's big. I'm wearing a bigger shirt now.
No, I'm looking at your shoulders. Nate McIntosh. Shouts to Nate. Used to always tell him you have too many shoulders, which is such a funny way of saying
it. He would like, yo, you went to the gym, dude. What'd you do? Shoulders? What'd you do next? Shoulders? I don't know if that. What, let me guess. Shoulders?
Too many shoulders is so funny. But the shoulders look a little smaller. So Nate would be happy to know that. But, you know, whatever.
Well, now I'm offended.
I know. I can tell.
You're ugly, dude. Whatever.
Damn, we're coming full circle. Do you ever be like, I'm too hot for comedy, man? Fuck all this. How do you feel about hot comics?
If they're funny, I have no problem with it.
Right.
If they don't sort of like lean into
it. If you lean on your hotness in anything as a man, I don't respect you.
Right.
If you're a good looking guy who is good at other things, now Blah's good at other things. He just thinks he's hotter than he is. That's all. That's fine. You're allowed to do that. You know what I mean?
What would you give yourself out of 10?
He's a 10. He thinks he's a 10.
No, absolutely not. Where are we? If I'm in a Walmart, 100.
Hey, but even a Walmart in Palm Springs does some bad business.
It's all context. If I'm in a Whole Foods, 8.5.
I'm saying right now, in this situation of Los Angeles, what? 8.5?
Oh, I think I'm a LA 8.5. If I was 6 foot, I'd fucking fuck everyone's dick.
Yeah. No.
8.5.
Uh-huh. 8.5.
Okay. What would get you to a 9? Bigger dick?
I think honestly, I think I'm fine with my. Well, I would obviously love a bigger dick. I think it's like fine to bring me to a 9. If because I'm only 5'9". If you gave me your height, I'd be a 9.
Okay.
How tall are you?
6.
Bitches love height, yo.
Oh,
I had no idea.
It.
Oh yeah, the big 5'11" and up. Once you get that 6, whew, yeah.
6 is a game changer.
It is. Well, it's getting verified.
I'm 5'7". And I weirdly don't have a Napoleon complex like that because I always felt like I was taller than I really am.
Yeah.
But then our homie Thushar, this guy's drowning in pussy. He's 6'3", and women are just fucking all over him.
And he's like,
guy had a foursome on a Monday.
A foursome?
On a Monday.
On a Monday.
Three women. That's always everybody's first question. So let me clear that up right now. Three women, foursome, Monday.
On a Monday.
Monday.
That's a fucking SAT
not a holiday.
Question right there.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, like on Tinder and any of that, when you put your height, 6, anything, you're good. Your photos could be god awful, but they see 6 right there. Boom.
5'11", everybody's lying. 5'10", you're probably lying.
Rounding
absolutely.
I'm 6 foot, but my doctor told me I was 5'11 to 3/4, and that fucked me up.
No, you're 6 feet, bro. That's close enough.
You're 100% 6 foot.
He was jealous.
5'11 and a half, you round up. It's not even a question.
I'll round up at 5'8.
I've put 5'10 on all of the apps.
Oh, that's different. And it's 1 inch. That's believable.
As long as you're not hitting 6,
but I'm gonna be honest, dude. I think I'm barely 5'9".
Son, I used to say I was 5'9" because my cousin was 5'9". I was like, I'm his height. And then a girl was like, no, you're not. And then she fucking measured me.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that was the most humbling
shit ever. When she goes, go back to back me right now. And you're like,
oh, the back to back is awful.
I thought I was 5'9". That she was mad demoralizing to me.
You ever been on a date with a girl and she goes, let's compare hand sizes.
Oh, my hand's mad little, bro. My hand's almost as small as my dick, son.
I was doing this at a restaurant with this girl. I was like, there is no way I'm getting any pussy tonight. She goes, you have such little hands. Everybody in the restaurant was like, look at these BFFs over here.
You know what I do? And everyone who's listening, just watch this. You know what? This is the trick. Let me see your hand. You go like this. You take the girl's hand, right? And you put your thumb here, and then you go, boom. So you level up. So
you get a couple inches on there?
What kind of dumbass bitches are you dating, dog?
Stupid!
You start here.
No, but
I'm
a magician. I'll do it too.
That's like putting a sock in your boxes and be like, I got a bigger cock. Like,
yeah.
You start right here.
Yeah.
Give me your actual hand.
Yeah. Like I got a little hand regardless.
No, you go like this,
yeah.
And you go like that. I'm like we're about here.
But you don't think they would notice right
but
there?
But I'm not there. Give me the actual. No.
No, when he does it, it's slick.
What do you mean?
You believe it when he does it. The way he does it.
So you go like this, right? You go, let me see. Just like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, see?
Wow.
It's a good
That's
move.
Like a push-up bra for your hand right there.
Goddamn right.
It's a good move.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm 5'8", and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you do that, you're still smaller than hers. Hold on.
I look at women's hands and feet. Like, when I was single.
Oh, we know that.
Oh, about feet. But the hands.
Blau's one of the few guys I know more on the feet than me. Andrew probably a little feet? More. Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's why y'all fucking linked.
Descending toe length is a big thing. I can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Why
second
do y'all
toe longer,
have a podcast
dude?
Together?
Second toe longer? Come on, bro. What am I doing? Those things are going in my mouth. I'm not. I can't do that. I mean, what's going
Schultz
on?
Schultz is a foot guy, too?
Schultz is a foot guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Schultz is a foot guy. He notices the arch, all that shit. My main thing is the toes, mainly.
What about
I swear if my wife didn't have descending toe length, I probably wouldn't have the heart to ask her out.
You throw the toes in her mouth?
Yeah, buddy. Am I married or am I married? You know
so
what
you
I mean?
Do you do individual toes?
Individual toes.
No, you gotta do
that's so much space.
Why do you just shove the whole thing in there? See
oh,
what
I do.
Happens.
Oh, I do. Oh, come on now. I do a mean impression of a sock.
Oh man, that's so good.
What
I get hard.
It's just part of it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's all part of the hotness.
Dude, if you don't lick every part of your girl, you don't love her, bro. That's not love, dog.
You be looking ass?
That's not making it in the podcast. You know what I mean?
Well, goddamn, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up, only $5 a month. God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.